It's hard to ignore the increasingly higher price of diesel fuel. But what you pay at the pump is just part of the equation. The fuel tax factor on this week's Roll Audio. You're listening to Roll Audio, the podcast for the business side of your trucking business. I'm Stephen Pettit. These days, truck owners are doing anything they can to save a buck on fuel. But before you strip off your bug deflector, plot your fuel stops and find out what you really pay for a liter or gallon of diesel fuel. It might change your approach to where you fill up your tanks. When you buy diesel, part of the price you pay is taxes. The United States and Canada both levy a federal tax that's uniform across each respective country. In Canada, you also pay an additional goods and services tax called GST or HST. You also pay taxes to each state or province. Now, the first thing to remember about state and provincial fuel taxes is that the tax rates vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. You don't really know how much fuel costs until you take all the taxes out. For example, say you're passing through Montana and Wyoming on a trip down to Denver. Why pay $3 a gallon in Montana when you can hang on and pay $2.90 in Wyoming? Well, one reason is the state fuel tax rates. Montana's is 27.75 cents a gallon. Wyoming's is 14 cents. Take out the taxes, and fuel in Montana really is closer to $2.73 a gallon, about 5 cents cheaper than what you'd pay in Wyoming. The second thing to remember is that state and provincial fuel taxes really are fuel use taxes, because what you owe is calculated based on where you burn the fuel, not where you buy it. So if you travel 100,000 miles in Manitoba, but never buy a drop of fuel there, Manitoba is still owed fuel tax on that 100,000 miles. In order to make sure each jurisdiction gets its due, 48 states and 10 provinces and territories are members of the International Fuel Tax Agreement, or IFTA. Instead of filing fuel tax returns with each individual state, you get one license from your base jurisdiction, one set of decals, and one quarterly fuel tax report that reflects the net tax or refund due. The base jurisdiction then apportions the taxes according to the miles traveled in each state or province. During a three-month span, in some places you will have paid too much tax relative to the number of miles you ran there. In other places, you'll owe tax. So looking back at those pre-tax prices in Montana and Wyoming, you can't just take that 5 cents a gallon that you may have saved by fueling up in Montana and then go buy groceries with it. What you can do, though, is buy as much fuel as possible from states and provinces with high tax rates so that the refunds for overbuying there will offset the taxes that you owe to other jurisdictions when you file your quarterly report. If you're an owner-operator, the carrier you're leased to is probably responsible for fuel tax licensing and reporting for your vehicle. Who actually pays the state or provincial taxes is another question. Here's Steve Mulligan of TFS Group in Waterloo, Ontario.
And depending on your owner-operator contract, the carrier may pay all fuel taxes, which then your only concern is the lowest pump price. But if they are charging you back if you owe fuel taxes or giving you the refunds back, then you want to be concerned with where you're buying your fuel so you can maximize your refund.
TFS Group offers fuel tax reporting through its PermaTax division. Mulligan says that if you're required to file fuel tax reports yourself, you should be well acquainted with your state or province's IFTA requirements.
Your home jurisdiction should provide you with a manual that details your record-keeping requirements under IFTA. They do want you to keep specific information, and you do have to keep it for 4 years. IFTA can go back four, but then there's some mileage tax jurisdictions that can go back further, so we suggest keep it at least 5 years. But if you're using a trip sheet system, you want to make sure you account for every kilometer or mile that you're running, every drop of fuel that goes into the vehicle. You have to track all of that. See, a lot of carriers are under the impression we've seen that they'll use either dispatch miles or practical miles or stuff like that. The auditors want to see every single mile, whether you're deadheading or the owner-operator's doing whatever, running home on the weekend in his own vehicle. You have to account for those if they're running under your IFTA license.
Accurate records are important because more jurisdictions are combining IFTA audits with audits for other taxes that are apportioned by mileage, like vehicle registration or sales taxes. Once you put an IFTA decal on the truck, each and every mile it travels becomes reportable, whether it's empty or loaded, on a personal trip or on business. When IFTA auditors review your reports, the failure to account for all miles is primarily what they're looking for. The more accurate your trip data is, the more accurate the IFTA reporting will be, which will help reduce your audit risk.
Particularly now, you've got dual audits, which is a combination of IRP and IFTA. So being very accurate with the mileage that you're reporting for IFTA is very important, because then your IRP renewal licensing is based on that. So if your mileage is out for IFTA, then you're also going to owe for your IRP audit. And then on top of that, certain jurisdictions also charge forms of sales taxes through IRP. So then if your mileage is wrong in your IRP, it basically becomes a tripart audit that you're going to owe sales tax, IRP, licensing costs, and then your IFTA, depending on how the audit turns out.
IFTA has a website that lists fuel tax rates by state and province. Your base jurisdiction also will have its individual fuel tax rate, probably listed under the tax and licensing department in that state or provincial government. Now, most small truck fleets and owner-operators with their own authority work with a fuel tax service to ensure that they're up to date on the latest tax rates and that their fuel tax reports are as accurate as they can be. The more accurate the data, the less likely it is that the auditor will knock on the door. That wraps up this week's Roll Audio. For show notes and links to sources, visit rollaudio.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Roll Audio's RSS or iTunes feed so you never miss an episode. Also, listen to Roll Audio on Landline Now on the Open Road Channel 171 on XM Satellite Radio. I'm Stephen Pettit of the Cefkus Group, a marketing communications firm serving companies that serve the trucking business. Again, thanks for listening, and remember, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. 'Cause behind its door, there's nothing to keep my fingers warm. And all I find are souvenirs from better times. Before the gleam of your taillights fading leaves, to find yourself a